Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of Gospel Gold. That was the Gospel Workshop of America, Gospel Music Workshop of America Choir, 1979. You are listening to Gospel Gold. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I am glad that you have joined me today. It is June the 15th, 2020. We are still in the midst of a pandemic. I hope that those of you who are venturing out into the street are taking every precaution to make sure that you are safe wherever you go, to make sure that you are following the instructions of all of the health officials who are guiding us during this very difficult time. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night between the hours of 9 and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Text somebody, call someone, let them know that Gospel Gold is on the air every Monday night from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I always want to talk about Gospel Gold and let people know what Gospel Gold is all about. Gospel Gold is not just another music program. It is a program that is dedicated to the preservation, the history, the enjoyment of traditional African-American gospel music. We believe that it all began in Africa. Of all the lavish gifts that Africa has given to the world, rhythm with religion has been one of them. When our ancestors first landed upon these American shores, they brought with them their rhythm. It is rhythm that drives American music. It is rhythm that drove the spirituals, and by extension, gospel, jazz, blues, rock and roll, even rap today. We know that the gospel music experience cannot be told in a short story or in a one-hour program. However, each week we try to go into the gospel artists who have made an impact over the last 40 or 50 years and who are still making impacts today. We know that this music, this gospel music, has always been a beacon of hope for our people. It has given us strength. It's giving us the power to overcome the adversities that our people have faced on these American shores. And so we celebrate that in our songs. We celebrate that in our poems. We celebrate that in our writings. And we celebrate it in our music, whether it be gospel or jazz or rock and roll or whether it be even rap. Whatever we do, all of the music that we produce on these American shores has its root in traditional African-American gospel music. When our first ancestors landed here, they sung work songs and field hollows. This is what kept them in the cotton fields and kept them with hope, able to first persevere. And later on, spirituals and gospel. Somebody put more rhythm to it and it became blues and jazz, rock and roll. All of the music that we have produced on these American shores have had its root in traditional African-American gospel music. There has been no other music that has influenced the world as African-American music through the experience of African-Americans in these United States. That's what we believe. That's what Gospel Gold is all about. This is not just another music program. I am not a professional DJ. I am a Baptist minister with a knowledge and a passion for traditional African-American gospel music and the significance that it has in our souls, in our spiritual life, in our physical life, and all that we do, gospel music is always there. And so we come each Monday night to celebrate that, to preserve the history, to enjoy some good old gospel music. We always start our program out with prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for this medium. We pray, God, that something be played here tonight, something be said here tonight that will encourage your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Here's a very beautiful song recorded in 1984 by V. Michael McKay, Redeem.
Calvary was the marketplace where Jesus purchased my sin. He struggled up the hill with no to give. Oh,
To Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. We invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Go there, hit the like button. There you will find articles on various gospel artists. You'll find the link for the program each week. All of the programs here on Blog Talk are archived. You can go to the Facebook page at any time after the broadcast, and you can play a particular program of your choosing. So go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. You'll find some of the music that we play there, articles on various gospel artists. You'll also find the link for the program each week. Sometimes we also will place upcoming events. Of course, now that we're in this pandemic, there are no upcoming events. But there at the Gospel Gold Facebook page, you will find all pertinent information concerning Gospel Gold, what we're all about, and what we are trying to do. Each week on Gospel Gold, we try to feature innovators, those who have innovated the gospel. And tonight, one of the people that we would like to feature is Reverend Milton R. Brunson. Reverend Milton Brunson was an African-American gospel musician and former pastor and music director of Christ Tabernacle Baptist Church in Chicago, Illinois. Reverend Milton Brunson released his first musical project in 1988, available to you with Word Records. The last album, When We Get High on Jesus and Oh My God, released in 1997, HOB Records. The last album to chart was 50 Blessed Years that charted on the Billboard charts. All in all, he has had 10 albums that have charted on the Billboard Golden Album chart over the course of his career, and some even after his death. He received a nomination for the Best Gospel Album, Group or Choir at the 1988 Soul Train Music Awards, and for the Best Gospel Album at the 1993 Soul Train Music Awards. He won a Grammy Award for Best Gospel Choir or Album at the 37th Annual Grammy Awards, while he was nominated for two other times. And his music career started in 1947 at the age of 18. He learned his craft from Thomas A. Dorsey, Mahalia Jackson, and Robert Johnson. After his mentoring process, he started the Thompson Community Singers. They appeared on many episodes of the Jubilee Showcase. They played such places as Grant Park in Chicago, during the Chicago Gospel Music Festival, the Apollo Theater, and Madison Square Garden in New York. This got them enough recognition to play overseas in such places like England and Italy. Brunson and the Thompson Community Singers released 22 musical projects, and a few of those were released after his death. 10 albums got charted on the Billboard Gospel Chart album chart, with 5 of them receiving top spot on the chart. They received numerous accolades, ranging from a nomination for the Best Gospel Album, as I said, at the Soul Train Music Awards, a Grammy for the 37th Annual Grammy Awards, and they were nominated for 2 other Grammys. Reverend Brunson was married to Miss Joanne Brunson at the time of his death at his residence in Chicago, Illinois, on April the 1st, 1997. They had 3 children together, 2 daughters, Donna Louise and Levita, and a son, Kevin. He even now has a post office branch named after him in Austin, Illinois, a neighborhood on the west side of Chicago. Tonight I want to feature this great man and the innovative style that he brought to the gospel field. You may have heard of him, you may not know of him, but I want to play just a few of his songs. Jesus is a Rock, I will play that one first, 1984. And then I will play, of course, some of the hits, There Is No Way and Safe in His Arms. Reverend Milton Brunson.
That's why I'm saved.
Milton Brunson, great innovator, great songwriter in the gospel field. We thank you so very much, sir. If you'd like to speak to us in the studio, you can call in tonight. There is a call-in number. The area code is 845-241-8939. Area code 845-241-8939. 241-9839. Area code 845. If you would like to contact us by email, you can do so at gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. We would love to hear from you. You may have a request. You may have some information that we can use here on Gospel Gold, or you may have a suggestion for Gospel Gold. We would love to hear from you. We ask that you will contact us by email, or you can go to our Facebook page and you can leave a message there at the Gospel Gold Facebook page. We also want to visit just for a minute and feature just for a minute one of the brothers of the very famous Whining family. Of course, you know the Whinings. There are many of them, but they are all fantastic and unique artists in their own right. And of course, we play the songs of the family and all of them together. But tonight, I wanted to just feature just for a moment Brother Ronald Waynes. Brother Ronald Waynes. As a member of the award-winning contemporary gospel group Quartet, the Winans family, Ronald Winans was a pioneer in incorporating the modern pop sound into the language of gospel music. As leader of his own group, Ronald Winans, family and friends, he brought to contemporary sound to a choral format and helped launch the careers of younger musicians. For some, though, the most important chapter of his life was his last. Given just hours to live by physicians after a 1997 heart attack, he recovered after a dramatic, prayerful intervention by his brother, Pastor Marvin Myers, and other members of the famous family. Returning to full strength and full career, he became known for his warm spirit and for his enthusiastic affirmation of his faith. Born in Detroit, Michigan on June 30, 1956, Ronald Winans was the second of 10 children born to David Winans and Dolores Winans, known as Mom and Pops. The Winans children were allowed to listen only to gospel music at home, and Ronald grew up with the sounds of the city's numerous gospel church choirs in his ears. This group, this young man, Ronald Winans, has contributed such great music to the music genre. In 2002, he joined his brothers and recorded the album Together We Stand tour. First time he performed with his brothers in a decade. Here I Am Today. On that show, he told them that he was glad to be with his brothers. He was glad to be back to singing again with the family. He died on June the 17th, 2005. There were many who mourned his death along with friends and family. Brother Ronald Winans. I just wanted to feature him just for a minute. I know that the family is a great family, and they all are, as I said before, all of them are uniquely talented gospel artists in their own right. And from time to time here on Gospel Gold, we want to feature not just the whole family, but each one of them, and so that you can hear their style and what they bring to the music genre. So tonight, Brother Ronald Winans, here he is with our theme song for tonight, Long Time Coming.
Time coming, a change is gonna come.
Hold on. Church, looks like our time is about up. We thank you for yours. We ask that you join us next week here on Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. We're on every Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. As we go, we want to play something tonight that will encourage the hearts of those of you who have lost loved ones over this past 3 or 4 months that we have been going through. It's been a very difficult time in the nation in the last 3 to 4 months. And I want to close tonight with something that will encourage your hearts as we go off tonight. Here is Brother Ronald Winans again with Wherever I Go. God bless you. Have a good week.
Wherever I go, let your spirit follow me. Wherever I go, let your spirit follow me. If in the desert I'll find pleasure, if in the valley don't care, I'll walk through the wilderness, shadows of blackness, but I'll never falter as long as you're there. Oh, let your spirit follow me. Mm-hmm. I want it to follow me. Yes, I do.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.